On the KSRO live line with us is the executive sports editor for the Napa Valley Register, Marty James. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Thank you. How's everybody doing today?
So far, so good, Marty, and we're wondering the same about Napa. You know, Santa Rosa has a rich and sometimes lurid history with Raiders training camps and training facilities here in Santa Rosa. They were here for 21 years, and they're at that time, you know, up until about the mid-80s, you know, there was some football and a lot of debauchery going on in training camp. What's the situation in Napa, and are the Raiders that are there training so far affecting the community in Napa in any way?
You know, it's all very, very businesslike. This is a training camp. It's a business trip for these players and coaches to get this team ready for the 2017 National Football League season. And I have not had any access to training camp. You know, it won't be available to the media until Saturday morning, but they have had a pre-session camp for quarterbacks and selected rookies in advance of training camp. So Derek Carr and the coaches and some of the rookies and selected, you know, players are there in advance of camp. But camp officially starts with the arrival of the players on Friday, and then the first practice from 11 a.m. to 1:30 on Saturday. And they practice at the Redwood Middle School, which is a Napa Valley Unified School District piece of property that is adjacent to the Marriott. And so the players stay at the Marriott, but I haven't really heard much about anything because it's been very, you know, it hasn't been made available to the media until this weekend.
Marty, give us the vibe, if you can, because you said you haven't been out there. This is the first camp that the Raiders will hold since the big announcement that they're moving to Vegas. Do you think that's going to affect fans' enthusiasm as they go to training camp or the city itself?
That's a great question. You know, that's one of the questions I would like to talk to fans about, the fans who will hopefully have a chance to watch them practice. You know, I would like to talk to some of the spectators and ask them their thoughts and feelings about, you know, this football team only going to be in Oakland for the next 2 years before they relocate. But that's a great, great question. I think it's something that definitely hit, you know, like a bomb, you know, back in March when the NFL owners decided to vote to relocate the team. But I think that that's something I'm going to be, that's one of the storylines going into camp, is what the thoughts and feelings are of the fans are, you know, as they stand behind this team and, you know, cheer for them, and, you know, what kind of emotions they have, you know, and knowing that they may only get to see them play here for the next couple of years is all.
Marty, one of the other big storylines I'm sure you're going to follow too is that for the first time in a long time, there's all sorts of expectations on this Raiders team. For crying out loud, they're actually good. And so, are saying maybe they can win this Super Bowl. So I'm sure everybody's coming there going like, wow, we got a great team for once up here in Napa.
That's a great question. You know, the Raiders displayed this type of you know, offense and defense last year that was very successful. You know, Jack Del Rio and his staff do an excellent job, you know, preparing this team, game planning for their opponents. And Derek Carr had a fantastic season last year as the quarterback, you know, working in sync with Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper. And this year they bring a new player into their offense, Marshawn Lynch, who, you know, has had a lot of success in the NFL. He's a great runner, great running back, and so he's a dependable ball carrier. So I think there's a lot of optimism surrounding the team, and I think they've got a very good chance to make another run. And I think with a healthy Derek Carr the whole season, I think this team could make a run depending upon their health and all of that. But I think they've got all the makings of a team that could potentially make a run deep into the playoffs next year.
Marty, could you do Pat a favor? She wants a Beast Mode t-shirt. Could you pick her up one?
Okay.
How did you know?
There's going to be a lot of merchandise. They've had fans, you know, in the past, you know, come up to camp and they sell their merchandise there. So I haven't heard anything yet about the merchandise or the fans yet, but I'll be on the lookout for that.
Okay, that's good to know. Good to know. I'm just wondering if, as we would expect, and as you say, Marty, that if the Raiders have another fantastic year and perhaps go even further, is it going to be more difficult for fans to come to terms with the fact that they're not going to be here long?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this is all kind of, you know, sinking in, and I think every fan has a different, you know, type of emotion when it comes to realizing that, you know, this is a, you know, an organization that is going to be leaving Oakland after so many years. You know, when they came back from Los Angeles, the fans really got behind this team, and, you know, the Raider fans, I think, have shown that they will travel and they will support this team, and
yep.
So I don't think Vegas is that far of a trip, you know, to get to. And but, you know, it's all about, you know, a business opportunity and a new opportunity. And I don't know what, you know, all went into the thinking there behind the scenes with all the political leaders and, you know, the business, you know, interests and all that. But they have been a proud, proud organization for many, many years, and this is their 22nd year in Napa, and it'll be very interesting to see, you know, what the players are saying and what the fans are saying and what the organization is saying about this whole situation, you know, as they, I think they're here at least for the next 2 years until they officially, you know, if they decide, once they make that move.
Right, right. Well, Marty, it's going to be a busy weekend for you beginning on Saturday when the training camp gets underway in earnest.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being here with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. You guys have a great day, and thank you for having me on.
You too. Thanks, Marty. That's Marty James, the executive sports editor for the Napa Valley Register.